History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, welcome everybody to News You Can Use, and Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. How you doing, Lisa?
Happy Three Kings Day.
Three Kings Day. Did we get them all in there? We don't want to leave anybody out, right? You know, because you know what happens when you do that. Ann Baldwin and Lisa Ankonoki in the house.
Good morning.
Yes, what a holiday season.
Oh my goodness.
It's been, you know, wow, do we have a lot to talk about?
Yes.
You know, hopefully everybody, you know, it all looks good on Facebook, right?
Yep.
That's kind of my theory. People are like, oh, you're having so much fun. You're having these get-togethers. What? It's beautiful. You know what? And it does look good when you get that picture and everybody smiles for 3 seconds. But what goes on behind the scenes is really interesting. And I'm sure everybody out there listening this morning has their own stories of what went on over the holidays, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, mine every day could be a reality show. People always say to me all the time, why don't you have a reality show with all those grandkids? Kids, because it's real.
It is real. I know. Isn't it true?
Yeah, but you should see, just even doing the pictures, like, oh my God, how long? Oh, just shush.
Well, the
take
thing
the
is,
pictures. It's free and it makes me happy. Yes.
And that's all that makes you happy. So we had a Christmas get together at our house, about 20 people, and it was really Bill's side of the family. There wasn't any of my family members. So there are about 20 people. And you know, one of the observations, so, you know, we put a lot into it. We have people over. I mean, Bill loves to cook. We go over the top. So 20 people come, including his kids, and everybody comes empty-handed. I couldn't believe it, Lisa.
Well, these are the times. You're either a giver or a taker. But usually there's more takers on this planet, I find, recently than not.
Well, here's the thing. So I love to give, too. And there's nothing I want. There's nothing I need. Just, you know, just a card. That's all I need, with a little handwritten sentiment in it, and that's it. Not a text, none of that stuff. So you're right. Some people are givers, some people are takers. But so his grandson was there, and he is 5.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you think that at least his sons would have brought, and his aunt and uncles would have at least brought something for the kid? Because for me, Christmas is about the kids.
Right.
No, nothing. And not even some cheese and crackers. Now, did we ask people to bring things?
Mm-hmm.
No, but should you have to?
No, but I think if you have expectations, I think after a while you have to. So I'll just say to you, I had people over just a little bit because I haven't been feeling well the last few weeks. So, you know, people, traditional, I mean, which we're raised, you bring a hostess gift, you bring something if you're stopping in to see someone, cookie, something. I mean, that's just kind of etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of look at it like even one of my granddaughters brought me a picture of herself, which, you know,
yes.
I was happy to get.
Right.
Something I think, you know, it's not even about the size. It's just the thought. It could be something handmade. It could be, because not everybody can afford it. So I never think that people can afford something. But I think a gesture of, hey, I even picked a little flower for you to just say something could be nice. I mean, for me, I'm a big giver.
Me too.
I'm a very big giver. I think my daughter has acquired that skill from me. She's a big giver, and she wraps in the whole 9 yards. And my son, he wanted to go shopping with me so we could go get stuff for his kids. So I think they're used to that, and I'm happy. But again, I'm disappointed we weren't able to go to the Friendship Center, because one of the things that I did, it happened quite a few years ago, where a couple of my grandkids gave me Christmas lists, and I said, what is this? And they said, what we want for Christmas. I said, oh, you didn't get mine. And, you know, they kind of looked at me, and then I realized at that point, and this had to be about 6 years ago, 6-7 years ago, I said, there are kids at the homeless shelter who get nothing, who have to be at the homeless shelter. That's the reality. So we started going to the Friendship Center in New Britain, and actually feeding and getting gifts, and not just gifts. We had to really think, you know, people have to leave some of the homeless shelters at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and can't come back until at night. So how does that logistically work for people who have to carry everything they own on their back? So I had to kind of, we had that conversation and talked about a bus pass could be good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God right now, I think buses are free in our state in certain places, but I talked about hand warmers or toothbrushes and socks and
practical,
you know,
items,
basic things, or even a $5 McDonald's gift certificate,
right,
so they could get coffee or something to eat and sit inside McDonald's and be warm,
right,
or be able to go to Barnes and Noble. So I think we have to put ourselves in other people's shoes and think about how can we be considerate? How can we be kind to even just help other people? And I think people are so much into, what am I going to get? When I hear people say, well, what are you going to get me for Christmas? I think, and I always joke and say, well, what did you ask me what I wanted?
Yeah.
And it's not even about that for me, but I have to say that to kind of make people, hopefully make them stop and think. There are people starving in this world. There are people that are lonely and just tired that are working on Christmas Day or other holidays.
And sometimes I think our kids need a reality check.
Yeah, we
absolutely
need a reality check. And I, you know, I have to laugh because I haven't been feeling well. I didn't do any Christmas shopping, and I usually do big Christmas. We definitely have all our trees up and all our decorations. But my grandkids came and there was nothing for Christmas. And I think they looked at the trees like, there is nothing under the Christmas tree. And it wasn't because I was hiding it. I remember, I think I might have told you that story about my granddaughter. Our birthday's a day apart.
Right.
And I told you she came and she said, she came on my birthday and she's like, where is my present? I know it's hidden. And I said, it's not hidden. And she said, yes, it is. I said, well, where's my present? So she said, oh, hold on. And she went and got a piece of paper and she wrote, happy birthday. And she said, now can I get mine? I said, hold on. I got a piece of paper. I wrote happy birthday and gave it back. And she said at the end of the trip, when I took her home, she said, this was the worst birthday ever. I said, why? It's my birthday today. Yeah. She said, because I didn't get anything. And I told her, oh, well. You know, and she learned. So I laughed because when she was coming this year, she said, I don't have your present. I forgot it, but I'll get it. And I thought to myself, It's because I put that in her head. It wasn't about that. It was about the fact that you were always asking, always going to be a taker.
Yep.
And I always say, be mindful if you're always a taker and not a giver. And not that everybody that gives, sometimes we give so much of ourselves that we, you know, it does hurt sometimes when you don't get it in exchange. But I think there's a happy medium and a lesson to be learned by all, because even the poorest people can figure out how to give, whether
it's to
cook something up or whether to just write a little note or smile just to say how happy. I love to see people's joy when they get something. I mean, my daughter bought one of my grandsons a camera. He screamed. He screamed. He didn't expect it. He didn't know it. That to me is joy.
Yep.
But again, the reason for the season is about celebrating others, being together, the birth of Christ, if you celebrate as a Christian or a Catholic.
Well, can I just stop you there for a second? So let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
So Christmas morning, we've been going to a different church.
Okay.
So, but Bill wanted to go back to the Catholic church for communion and go, you know, to that church. So we haven't been there regularly. So we call the number and it says 9:30 Mass. So we drive up to the church, 9 o'clock, nobody's there. So that apparently isn't right. So then we drive across town, and yes, that's where the church service is at 9:30. So somebody put the wrong information on the
or
thing,
they've
right?
actually
well,
know,
no,
condensed
they condensed,
some of the
but they still got the information wrong.
Okay.
So we go into the church, and really within 5 minutes of the Mass starting, the lector walked in with her hat, coat, and gloves on. She gets up to the lectern and takes off her gloves, never removes her hat, never removes her coat. Okay, so now she's up there. She's in charge. Obviously, English was her second language. I could not understand her.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then I thought, well, since they have one service at this one Catholic church, they'll have a nice choir. They had one woman and an organist, and I almost got out of my seat and went up there and said, I could do a better job. I was so frustrated.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so that's how my Christmas day started.
Uh-oh.
Then you have all the people show up. Now, the other thing is I make people take their shoes off before they come in my house. That's
okay.
My rule. So there literally were 20 pairs of shoes and a few, you know, really? Like, we have to do that? I'm like, yeah really?
Do you have the little footies so they could put on, though?
No, they all had socks on. And if they didn't, that's their problem. No, I'm not that organized. Please take some footies so your feet don't get cold. No, not doing that. Okay, so then these people show up empty-handed. Anyway, we get through that. Everybody gets their gifts. And then apparently, you know, there's a couple of people there that don't drink. Not everybody was drinking. Maybe that's why they didn't bring us bottles of wine. They don't know what we don't drink. But so now they've decided with all this legalization that smoking pot and taking gummies is fine. Okay?
At your house?
Apparently.
So oh,
no. Literally, I have a huge sectional, and three of them sat in the middle of this huge sectional the entire day, sleeping.
Adults?
Adults.
Oh, no.
Adults.
Oh, no. That I might not be so nice
I
about.
Was
I might have to get them
so
up and give them dishwashing something to
mad.
Do.
Lisa.
That's crazy.
That was just ridiculous.
They brought gummies
they
and
must,
things?
Yes. Because I said, what is wrong with them? And then, oh, they were doing gummies. I'm like, for God's sake, you know, it's Christmas Day.
Yeah, the things we don't think about now. We have to plan for gummies and brownies and cookies
and then
that
once,
have CBD.
So they woke up long enough to eat. Then they went back to sleep. and then
at your house.
At my house. Then they wake up again. And then they want to eat again after everything's all cleaned up and put away. So, okay, anyway. So that's Christmas Day.
Uh-oh.
So now the day after Christmas in the morning, I'm supposed to fly to Colorado because they're having a funeral service, even though it's been 2 years for my father at Fort Carson Air Force Base Friday. Well, you know what? I was on Southwest Airlines.
Oh, boy. Forget it.
So I didn't find out. Even their messaging systems were 4 hours delayed.
Airlines.
So everything's delayed. I've got to get there for the service. I just have to get there. So I decide I can't get through to anybody. I drive up to the airport. And I'm so upset, and I'm so emotional, and I'm standing in line. I'm talking to a doctor in front of me from Denver who has 6 surgeries scheduled between now and the end of the year.
Oh, no.
Think about it. People pay up their deductibles.
No. Oh,
you want your surgery done by the end of the year.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, well, they better let him go. They better figure out a way to get him where he's at. Zero, nothing. Then there's a woman behind me. Her sister's stuck at the airport in Denver for 5 days, speaks no English. And they're not giving out vouchers. She's stuck in an airport for 5 days.
Yeah.
You know, so I said to myself, put this in perspective, Ann. You're going to go home to your house, to a warm bed.
Warm house,
you know, people's luggage. What is there, like 5,000 pieces of luggage
awful.
In these airports?
Yeah.
And think about when you pack for a trip.
Yeah.
What do you take?
You have all your major things that you need.
You have your best stuff,
yes,
right? You pick the best of the best.
Yes.
I want this cute outfit and this jewelry for this day, although I carry my jewelry separately now. But anyway. You know, so think about that. People can't even get their bag.
I know. I saw someone online who actually was on TV talking about he didn't have any clothes, that people were lending him clothes there. And, you know, that's something I learned a long time ago for traveling. I always take on my carry-on, I always take a pair of clothes in the event that my luggage gets lost, that I have a couple of things that I can change into. Because you just don't know. I mean, I don't even think about the holiday. I think all the time.
You just
don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate that we have to be at someone else's kind of, we're at the whim of Southwest Airlines. 2,500 flights canceled, and they're saying nothing in order till next week.
Exactly.
And my grandson asked me, he wants to go to Houston in a week or so to see some friends from college. And I said to him, Houston and Texas, the hub is Southwest,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be doing it because you get there. You might get there, but getting back and you have school, it's not worth it at this time.
Risking
with the
it.
Weather,
yep.
with a shortage of employees, because I don't think it's just weather.
Well,
the
pilots and stewardesses weren't even getting their duty calls.
You know?
They couldn't get through either. And, you know, and I love when the president of Southwest Airlines finally made an apology.
Yeah.
I mean, how can was that
as
he's sitting there non-emotional
I'm
really sorry
I'm
that this
sorry.
Happened really buddy
yeah.
are you really sorry?
And then this morning they say, well, now everything's online. For those of us who are not technologically astute, when you're in a time like this, you're in the airport, what if you don't have Wi-Fi, what if all these things, I'd be ready to scream. I want to talk to a live person in the event something doesn't work online.
But
this
here's,
is absolutely bananas.
But here's what you can't do. So also, while I was standing there at the Southwest counter, there was this younger couple trying to get to a cruise for their honeymoon. Now, I was listening, I was watching, they weren't getting irate, but the lady behind the counter, I'm sure she'd had enough that day. Next thing you know, 6 state troopers show up.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't that bad, but she had it. They wouldn't. So whatever reason she had, she had. So they show up, and it's just things are getting out of control, right? And
wow.
I felt bad for those 2 people behind the desk. You had people up at Bradley literally sleeping in all crevices of the entire airport. So when I'm done there, I called Bill, and I said to him, can I bring a family home? There was this couple with a little daughter, and I thought, you know, why don't I just offer, say, hey, I live down the street.
That is great.
But he said no. Because here's why. Because we had been through all the drama at Christmas.
Yeah.
And then we find out one of the people at Christmas tested positive for COVID.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but she was kind of like, she was off on her own most of the day. So anyway, it was just one thing after another. And he just said, we've been through enough, you know, let's just not do that. So I didn't do it.
Wow.
That would have.
No, that would have been good for you.
I know.
Remember, did you see the family in upstate New York that took in, I think there were 10, a family of 10, there were a Korean family headed to Niagara Falls.
Uh-huh.
And they took them in. And they ended up staying for a few days. I love that story. But then there's also the sad story of the young girl who was going to see her grandmother who was very sick, couldn't get on the airline. Her grandmother ended up dying. Those are things and
yeah.
times you can't get
right.
back.
Right.
And you have to grapple with the idea of, you know, I hope she, I pray for her and hope that she's at least at peace that she tried.
Yeah, well, that's
she
what
tried.
That's where
all
I'm at.
You can do.
That's
you
where
tried.
I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, I did everything I could.
Yeah,
I even worked
it.
All day yesterday trying to find a flight out. I was with him when he passed here. He, you know, his ashes are there. They can have their closure now.
Yeah.
You know, I
you
mean,
tried.
That's what you can do. So then also at the airport, of course, all the TV stations are there. And I knew one of the reporters and she's like, do you want to go on camera and talk about, you know, how mad you
and
are
curse.
And, you know, and just scream and yell at Southwest Airlines?
Say.
You know, and the old Ann would have said, oh, yeah, put me on TV. No, I'm not doing that. I'm
no,
not. Look at these situations. And
yeah.
I told her, I said, you should go talk to this guy who can't get home to his surgeries.
Yeah.
You should go talk to this couple who's got
yeah.
a sister stranded in Denver for 5 days.
Yeah.
You know, those are the stories. Instead of just randomly doing that man on the street.
No, because it has. We have to be grateful for the little things in front of us. And I did think about that. We're at home, warm. We have lights.
Yep.
You know, and even for the power, last week when all that, the winds and everything
mm-hmm.
and power, people lost power.
Yep.
Trees are falling. You know, people are dying just because of random, you know, just global warming, whatever it is, it's just happening. And people have no warning. So I feel like we're just grateful that we're alive and we're safe. But there's so many people that, you know, didn't have that chance. So, I mean, all those people that died in Buffalo just because they were in their car
I
trying
know.
To get home.
I know, young people.
Yeah,
I
on
mean,
Christmas.
I
mean,
know.
To think of life-changing moments like that simply because of the weather, that to me is, I that's just, whew.
Yep.
Between the shootings and the weather, you don't know which one, all of them are life-changing.
No.
So I think we have to be grateful for what we have. And that's what after I had pause and peace with the fact that, yeah, I didn't get to all the stores, I didn't get to do shopping and all, but you know what? I'm in one piece, I'm alive, and that's what's important.
Right.
I got my picture, though.
That's good. Well, and that goes back to everything looks good on Facebook. So I go on, I see Lisa's posts of, I'm like, how did you do that? Get all those kids and grandkids in the same outfits.
Yeah.
Get them all smiling in front of the beautiful Christmas trees.
Oh, well, no, you didn't see. I didn't tell you. One of the pictures I didn't post, which was of a fan favorite of my grandkids, was where my son and them behind me were, you know, had their middle finger up. They thought that was funny. That was about 10 of those I didn't post. Those because it was the birth of baby Jesus,
and they think
but
that's
you
a good
talk
idea.
About, you talk about the biggest smiles in those pictures.
Oh my God, they thought
was
it was
goofing
some...
me where I didn't know, like, oh yeah. So, and I had to laugh because I said, okay, they're original. These people, they're so funny. But no, I think for me, you know, I'm a planner in the sense of I had already gotten the sweaters last year. Because of COVID, everybody, we didn't coordinate at the same time. So I had them and I kept them in a bag. And so when we were just sitting there, I said, do me a favor. We can put them on this year. I got them a little bigger and I said, put them on. And even if they don't fit, you know, it's the idea
mm-hmm.
that you'll be in something together. And, you know, the kids were there. And I said to my son, get in there with your kids. It's creating memories. It's
right.
creating so the kids can see over the years how they've grown. They don't all sleep in the same household. So I also want that picture for them to keep them bonded and be together.
Mm-hmm.
One of my grandsons was missing from that particular picture. Well, each of set of my grandkids, there was a couple of kids missing. But the idea is at least if they're together and they have that time together, that's what's important to me. That they know each other. They can share that time. They could say, hey, this is what we did. And of course, it's a big goof because they're always goofing at me that I'm like, let's do this. Let's do that. Let's go outside without our coats. They're all screaming like, it's freezing. I'm like, 2 seconds, go outside. I don't want to hear
yep,
it. Let's
and you
do
did it.
And we did it.
You did it by your big soldiers. I saw that one too. We even got the stoners off the couch, you know, to take a picture. And oh my goodness.
Now that you should have called me. I would have came over there and unfortunately I would have had a little talk.
Well,
to
you know, I didn't know. I didn't want to ruin the day for everybody.
Yeah.
Right. And,
yeah.
And because it's his son and his daughter-in-law, you know, I didn't want them to get all upset. So it's a fine line that I had to walk. But I think that they both, the two of them that I was really mad at, they knew. They knew when I said, oh, I see you finally woke up in time to leave. So have a good day. Oh, and don't forget, put your shoes back on and don't let the door hit you in the ass. Oh my God.
Oh my God. So it's but just, that's the thing. I think you have to just be real and authentic like we are and just say, this is really annoying me, you know? Or like I would say is just give them some assignments. You want to help do the dishes or something, then people like scatter. They don't want to be bothered. Give them assignments. And that's what one of my grandkids said to me. You're giving us, I said, do you know how to use a central vacuum? They're like, no, what's that? I said, hold on, let me show you. My daughter's like, are you making the kids? Yeah. What's wrong? Who cares?
Right.
Give them something to do.
Yep.
These kids, when they say the word bored or I want to do this, no, ingenuity, creativity, hey, let's figure out something else. But basically, keep yourself busy. Don't get yourself into some trouble. And also, don't cause trouble when you go somewhere else.
Right.
You know, even one of the things I did with my granddaughter, even when we were in New York, this week, write a thank you note to the people that got the ticket. Sure, you might have paid for the ticket, but there were other people that coordinated to make things nice and comfortable for you. What's so wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
What's so wrong with just saying thank you? And even though we text, I said, that's not formal. We have to write a note. But you can start off by just saying, hey, I really enjoy spending time with you. Just talking to people, spending time with people.
It goes so far.
And letting them know it matters. They matter. Uh-huh. I just think that's important in
right.
terms of just relationships. Let them know, you know, I'm glad I got to spend some time with you. We don't get to do this often. And that, I think, it goes a long way.
Right. And everything happens for a reason. Okay, that's such an overstated and overused term. But so I don't get out in order to go to my dad's service. Mm-hmm. But then I hear from my family. They had all gone up to the mountains and rented an Airbnb near a casino. So I get a call in the morning. It's my mom. Thank God you're not here. I'm like, what now? We've all gotten snowed in. 15 of them have gotten snowed in.
No way.
At this casino when they're supposed to, or at this Airbnb, and they're supposed to be checking out. People are sleeping all over the place, and they don't know when they're going to get out
goodness.
Or if they're going to have to postpone this service. So
really, still?
Still.
Oh, my goodness. So see?
It does. Everything does happen yeah. for a reason. So now we've got a new year.
New year, 2023.
2023 is here now that I've stopped complaining about.
Happy to be 2023.
Happy to be
2023.
That's a good one.
Let's just try it.
So a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, which I think are a bunch of bull. I think we should all have resolutions every day of our lives.
That's right. We should just live to live our dreams every day.
It's one of those every day. And one of those stories in news that you could write in advance for every year, every
yes.
same thing, just going around asking.
What's your New Year's resolution?
What's your New Year's
resolution? To go to the gym.
Yep.
To work out more, to spend more time. Yeah, none of them are going to be by the second week.
Yeah, to lose weight.
Yeah.
To stop drinking, to stop smoking. You know, everybody's got the same old
thing.
Oh,
God. They try again during Lent, but that doesn't work either.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Although I know more people that are successful during Lent than they are.
Yes, that is true.
Than they are for New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, I just think for your you should resolve to be the best you can be, the best version of yourself you can be. If you're that all the time, then you just constantly.
Yeah, but who is? Come on, who is?
No. I'm saying if you just make those simple things every day instead of making it, I'm going to only start on January 1st. If you just resolve to be whoever you want to be, you know, whoever you think you should be, whoever, you know, you aspire to be. Just that every day as opposed to saying, I'm going to put the pressure and I'm going to lose 50 pounds starting January 1st.
Right.
Because then you feel awful a month later if you tell people and they say, oh, what happened to what you said?
Uh-huh.
And then you also start beating up on yourselves because you don't necessarily, and it's not about failing, it's about things just happen. And it might be a lot of reasons why you didn't get to where you go. But I always think it's great to make goals and objectives. I just think you should do it all the time.
All the time. And you've always got such a positive attitude. I mean, I really admire that about you.
I think you have to.
Well, when I first met you, I was like, is that real or is that just for today? And then the next time. And you just put things in perspective so well.
I thank God that I have a high level of tolerance, I think, because I think sometimes people, you know, I think things can bother people. So I don't get mad if people can't handle things, but I try to look at things on the bright side. It could be worse. So I never ask why me, because, you know, I say this to my grandkids. I said, when you look at somebody and say, oh, I wish I had what they had. I never wish that I had what anybody else has, because someone could be very wealthy, but they could have cancer or have other things. Mm-hmm. You just don't know.
You don't know what's
going
on.
All the decks of cards that they were dealt. So I always just am happy with the deck of card that I have and how can I play the best hand and do what I have to do with my own deck. I never want for someone else. I want great things for other people, but I never want to say, oh, I wish I had this or I wish I had that, because I think it's it just sets you up for failure. So I try to always keep a positive perspective. Even if good or bad, there's a lesson. What are we supposed to be learning? What are we supposed to be learning from good and bad? What was the lesson we're supposed to take away? So right. I just think, and that's how I look at it.
Well, Lisa, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And I'm so happy we had this year almost to spend together in 2022, but onward to 2023. And I mean, I think just good cheers and good vibes.
Thanks to all of you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.